This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. Hitchhike, baby, across the globe.
Of a new show called The Joy of Classical Music. And yes, we'll be featuring well-known favourites and the great classics, but mostly it's a journey of discovery into the outer reaches of this vast and extraordinary genre. We'll be touching on the prettiest and most melodic. We'll be visiting the avant-garde, journeying into the deep past and reaching into the future. So join me, and I hope you have as much fun in the listening as I have had in the making.
The Joy of Classical Music, 10 p.m. Mondays on Free FM 89.0. If you're into music of any kind, you need to see the team at Shearer's Music Works. It doesn't matter if you're an absolute beginner or a seasoned professional, they have the experience and expertise to help you get the most out of your musical journey. Shearer's have an astonishing range of instruments, accessories and print music, and if your instrument needs some TLC, they have on-site repair and service. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton, your total music store and proud sponsors of Back Porch Bluegrass on Free FM 89.0. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good morning. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative, provocative views. My name is Jack Geelan, a media chaplain promoting political prophetic insights and the third apostolic age heralding in the incoming Christ. And we have Jenny here today.
Drop the mic. Good morning,
Jeff,
guys.
We have John.
Good morning, everybody.
And his friend part of the federal Maori government, which is wonderful. And Simon, our friend here. Now, I see on TV that Trump is bringing in the military in California over the immigration laws. People are in protest. They're tipping cars upside down, burning
Trump, your cars. Wife's a migrant.
Yeah.
You're so rude. I'm sorry.
So yeah, is he going too far, bringing in the guard, the militia and everything else? And
the movement that's come up against Trump, Jack, is called 50-51. And they are basically protesting against his policies. Now, Mr. Trump needs to basically amend what he's doing around the world. He's caused a basically a global inflation that 10% extra than what it would have been if he had left things alone. So I think it's a good idea that they are protesting, Jack.
Yeah, and also racist Winston Peters calls Waititi in the Maori party scribble face.
No, he said
shocking. That's grow up, man. Far out.
Well, they got in. So you see, they got into a fight, and then right in the middle of the fight, when Winnie was trying to win, he goes, "The man over there with a scribble on his face," and it was just.
How do you feel about that, John?
Insulting.
Yeah.
Very much to say the fucker popper.
Yeah.
Is insensitive to someone's culture.
Yeah.
Apart from which culture is he talking about?
Yeah.
He's a Maori too.
Well, now, maybe he'll apologise.
Now, David Seymour tried to bring in the regulatory standards bill affecting the rule of law, taking of property. They're really upset over Hannah doing the haka in front of David Seymour. And
well,
they were stood down for 21 days. But David Seymour, what's he going to plan next, you know?
Well, more to the question, should Winston Peters be stood down for racist remarks? That's the post I put up the other day. What do you guys think?
Scribble face a race.
Well, if Winston is going to refer to my race as a bunch of scribble faces, then yeah.
He's also insulting the ancient Egyptians,
so
who also
image
had a coro on their chin.
With other countries, that's all I can say. It's not very good image to do that in front of everybody.
No. Yeah, there's lots of tattooed-faced people all around the world, multiple cultures.
Now, a civilization is collapsing under ideologies that mock truth, destroy culture, and enslave the human spirit through globalist control and moral decay. Western society must return to its Christian roots, where truth, order, and human dignity are grounded in divine reality. The natural family must be restored as society's cornerstone, defending children, honoring parents, and resisting attacks on gender and parenthood. Freedom must be rooted in virtue. Okay, what do you think of that? Is civilization collapsing around the world as we see what's on TV, all the major protests, land being stolen and indigenous people suffering? Is, what do you think? Come on.
I kind of touched on that before about robbing you of your land, which is supposed to be enjoyed for everyone. So it's been going on for years, right throughout history. And never mind colonisation, I'd be more worried about globalisation personally.
Yeah. So is there a possibility of civil uprising? The West cities are becoming feral.
Oh, yes.
With collapsing trust, fractured policing, rising militias, and a population split into hostile enclaves. Civil warfare combining with escalating sabotage, migrant crime data, and elite denial paints a credible picture of looming collapse.
Yeah, so to answer your question, yes, there's entirely, I believe, a possibility of civil war.
Yeah.
In New Zealand in particular. I was watching the RNZ documentary on David Seymour.
Yeah.
And he knew that the treaty's principle bill, allegedly, would cause a civil war. He knew it.
Yeah, because he had 300,000 submissions. While it didn't get in, at least most people I talked to, particularly white people who own their own homes, they're actually saying it could be a good thing having a two-class system, and the principles bill is a good thing.
Yeah, but as you're talking about one demographic of people specifically.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, he will turn the rich against the poor, against the common people, even against the Maori people. You can see that. It's actually happening.
I think it is very dangerous to have a man that dangerous in politics.
So I'm going to answer that.
Yeah.
The thing is that what the Property Trust Back Act is to take your property rights away.
Yes.
And they're inching their way over it with acts, not law, acts of trying to minimise you and your native title and the decorative regulatory bill was going to give the government the same property rights as a citizen, that they say, we have the same rights as you, and they will bill you for their profit loss. Any protest or anything like this that holds their business, they have a right by law that their act says they can bill you for the loss in their profit.
Now, what about English land laws, going back to William of Orange and the common law people at that time? They fought for freedom of speech, freedom of expression, and a constitution. And so, I would tell people here that Westphalia was a treaty that they had because there was a war for 30 years against the Catholic Church, religion and state being together, and the monarchs absolutely controlling people. Do you know how many people died in that 1630 battle for 30 years? 11 million people died. So if so many died then, who are those who are fighting for freedoms in our society today? Who are those who are standing up against the government when the government gets tyrannical and makes false laws and wants to take our land away and the elitists are taking absolute control? That's what I...
So what happens here is Westminster still has the ultimate authority.
Yes.
And Charlie is the defender of the faith, supposed to be, but he's gone with his third partnership with us, a two-party partnership, and bought the Muslims, and to use the Admiralty law and the magistrate court to immigrate people from another land and put their voting. It's the voting that determines who has the power over a land or its country and citizens in a corporate world.
So what you're saying is we need to get back to that Westminster system had originally.
Hold on to our Church of England. They've decimated it. They've gone and put it out and put the Muslim mosques are going all over the place, and you can see them going all over the place here. They are visitors. They are not the tangata whenua or mana whenua of the land. The people are, and they're trying to change our class into crypto chip coins or crypt coins so that they can digitize you and everybody into their ownership.
Okay, John, we'll bring you in a bit later. Now, staffer sex scandal as Press Secretary Forbes resigns. Daddy Coombs and celebrity people over in America, they have free-for-all orgies over there, apparently.
Oh, that's quite cool.
That's
but no
like,
one's... It's the,
why are
disgusting.
We talking about this? This is,
every
a decency week. Bill. So this guy was taking pictures of women that he visited at the brothel.
Yes.
Yeah, and he put them
Working
online
girls.
And he was showing... the pictures, so he should go.
No.
Yes, he should.
Look, here's the thing. They found that it was illegal.
Yep.
It was not illegal to be doing what he was doing. So what does that say about our justice system there?
Yeah, but he was exposing pictures of them. And he's supposed to be a minister representing the highest ideals and the people.
Why was he visiting the
brothels in the first place?
I agree that he should have been stood down, and he's been stood down.
Yep.
So, yes, I agree that should happen. Why is it not illegal to film someone without their consent? When they are in such a private state, that's the question.
Oh, it's a private place,
I mean,
if you
most,
like, and you shouldn't be
taking
pictures.
Yeah. I'd imagine that most countries in the OECD already have these rules and, you know, this legislation around recording people. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
If you want some rolling dog vomit, I mean, I don't even know what we're talking about.
The velocity of the youth of this nation is quite large, isn't it?
You have a responsibility. If you're going to be a minister and you're going out into the public, you have to maintain the highest standards.
Absolutely.
And that's, I should do a citizen's arrest on that guy right now, sort of thing.
Honour, but yeah, think about politicians and all the stigma towards, in particular, male politicians.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. They're supposed to be examples of our community.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're renowned for having affairs. They're renowned for banging H-O-O-K-E-R-S.
Yeah, well.
They're renowned for doing a bit of the Well, they're not renowned, but you know what I'm saying?
These are our own opinions.
These are definitely our own opinions.
We are truthers, and we're also freedom fighters, and we like to confront government officials and people on the truth.
I just think after Benjamin Doyle, after there was another one who was in like a cult.
Now, rates in 15-minute cities were the main topics at the Rates Association meeting, and we had someone who's standing for the mayoralty, Rudy. He was there, and he was talking about all the leaves with these deciduous trees around the place.
Deciduous?
Yeah, blocking up the, you know, the waterways. So that was interesting, and I brought up about sovereign citizens and a greater focus on people's rights. So that was quite interesting. And the Commoners' Church on Sunday, they said goodbye to the minister there, who's been a minister for last 9 years. But I like the Commoners' Church because it's based on Charles Wesley, who was around in 1790, and he preached sovereign grace, and he worked outside the church. He was a bit of an outsider.
Wesley Church.
Yeah, the Wesleyans. And they would join the Protestants who were part of the Orange Movement, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Over in Ireland. Yeah. Is that Ulster?
Ulster, yeah.
Yeah, and then you had the Catholic side, the Greens. Yeah. But why were they always blowing up the British people or whatever?
Because they didn't like the crown taking Ireland and splitting it up into little bits.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Okay, so Jeff, you're ready?
Good morning, everybody. It's 11:15 here in New Zealand. We're broadcasting live from Hamilton.
Yes. It's a lovely day.
And
kia ora to all of those who are listening in France this morning.
So you've got 3 minutes, and then I want to bring John in again. Yeah.
This is Food for Thought from the Fringes. Yeah. Jaffrey Law, that's my name. Here we go. Alphabet soup. But what I'll be discussing in the next 26 weeks will be multiple topics, and I'll do a 3-minute segment. Here's what the list is: abolishment of all war, the arbitration administration of an all-world government, ban nuclear energy, benevolence, banking system, broadcasting, currency, climate change, compensation, criminal insanity, decommission all nuclear facilities, weapons, power stations, the dissolution of all nations, the environment, the education, the ecology, engineering, freeze global currencies, free energy, false flags, flood water, fraudulent, fake, inflated fake, government mind control, global warming, global footprint, health, halve the herd, which is about cows, high-speed rail, international security, international airports, international trade, justice, jurisdiction, Jesus, King of Kings, Kingdom,
wow.
Lord of Lords, Law. We'll also then go on to the M's, which will be the micro, macro industries of the world, migration, minimum wage, mining, mountains, 90-foot bill, road, rail, residential, industrial, 9,000 regions, oil industry, abolishment of fracking, off-grid housing, primary industries, power point of use, energy systems, point of use, water filtration, and the Quran, regionalization, reforestation, recycling of road, rails and reclamation, sea levels, servitude, subsidies, scientific studies, social studies, taxes, global footprint tax, sales tax,
and
income
just an
tax.
Overview.
This is what I'll be talking about in the next 26 weeks,
okay.
Jack.
Now, a question I had for you on the topic of war: was Kennedy taken out by Mossad and the CIA for being against Freemasonry, secret societies, and nuclear weaponry? So you're talking about getting rid of nuclear weapons.
We'll go on to the taxes, global footprint, UN dissolution, the United Nations resolution.
Yeah.
Vengeance is mine, say after the Lord. Vapes, vaccines, VD, viruses, water, flood water, contamination,
sounds
storage,
very interesting.
Irrigation, deforestation.
But it's confusing when it goes on and on about different topics. You need to stick to one topic.
Jack, I'm giving you a list of the topics I'm bringing up.
Yeah, okay.
You need to use your ears and listen to what's being said to you. The abolishment of all governments, one nation under God. Yes, there are 100,000 things that we need to be fixed. zoological preservation of all species, Zion, zillions, and zebra crossings.
Good. Okay, now, that's your 3 minutes. Okay, thank you very much.
I'll discuss for 3 minutes in the next 26 weeks.
Okay. Now, John, I wanted to bring you in.
Yes.
He has a problem interrupting people.
But you were talking about 30, 50 topics. No, you need to focus on one topic.
You were told what was going to be said to you, so you need to listen.
Okay.
You weren't listening.
Yeah, I try to understand what's going on. Okay, John.
Right, here we go.
I want to ask you the question, first of all, John.
Yes.
Bail bond debt bill, serving warrant on different people for breaches.
Yes.
Okay. Can you explain what you mean by bail bond debt?
A bail bond debt is someone that owes you something for an offence and criminal activity. In this case, the Crown, you have to prove they have caused criminality, and we are here to put the bail bond on the head. If they don't refute what I'm saying online, I'm on Odyssey now, the videos, and I'm here for sovereignty only and land ownership. Who owns the land? Who owns the law? Which law? Which king? Or which one that's got power over the whole world is German, and that's with the Freemasons. I'm here for the Freemasons.
Now, you talked about the African model of sovereignty and their own land.
Yes.
And Musk has permission from Trump, claiming they own the space, the gold, the oil, frequencies, and satellites.
Yes. So someone owns the space and the Earth planet. I say God owns it, or Atua, which we call in native language. So I'm going back to the native, the first inhabitants of the land of Africa and New Zealand and East Island. Those three things, the Crown and the Queen, stole my Moai statue as her claim to the Freemason title all over the whole world. And that's what I'm using as the symbol of people in unity. They use it for good luck and wealth, and they corporatized it. Now I've grabbed it to use it. And now President Ibrahim Traore in Africa, he said, I've got control of my 54 presidents, 54 flags, and their countries are under my control as one president for Africa sovereignty.
That's what I see is wrong with Trump, because he takes absolute control, like with the immigration.
Yeah, so he's got 30 countries like bandits that are banded up on the sea. His flag is in the sea against this flag here on the land.
Okay, so we've got four contracts here. The first contract's with Eddie Mitchell. Could you explain that?
So Eddie Mitchell's contract number one in Waikato, that's the Te Rā Waikato Whare here in Manukau, and King George IV, 1823 is contract one, has been settled, $17 trillion. That's money to settle. That's number one. That's in the wrong hands. It belongs to the people.
So you're talking about giving constitutional lawyer $50,000, recovering $17 trillion from Eddie Mitchell. So what has he done wrong?
He's stolen my corporate company and washed it up in Singapore, took it to Edinburgh, Scotland. The Scottish Freemasons went with his story and not the Manukau Wānoa story and stole the money because he said, it's mine. So that's what we got to get back to the people. The Freemasons law said they're there for communities, not one man.
Yep. Now, the second one was contract with Helensville.
Yeah, that's contract number two.
Yeah.
That's the 10-acre mortgage lien bank law contract number two with King William IV and the flag, the same flag here, as used as a confederation of the United Tribes of New Zealand. That's number two contract. Has not been settled yet of its value. That's that one.
Now, when you talk about the federal government flag, what are you talking about
this
there?
This is this flag here.
Yep.
I'm displaying with the yellow vest of the British people that gave it to me to lead the Yellow Vest people in Britain and Europe, and they are waiting for me to go back there to carry on with my job. That's what I'm there, to unite the whole people in the world. You see these 8-point stars of St. Patrick from Northern Ireland, that is the municipal corporation, to go around the world to collect up all the rents on the land, and that's what I'm there for, from New Zealand.
Right.
It was given to New Zealand people as one people.
So you're collecting rent off the land.
All the native lands.
The native lands.
All 257 native countries waiting for us.
So the
in Africa, bolted off, they're not waiting for
so
us.
So it's a united indigenous movement you're talking about. United, the Rangatira Council.
It's everybody's native born on the land. This is for everybody, the same equal rights.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no one higher than the other.
Now, what about King William IV? The British Crown owes the Ngāpuhi people.
Yeah, so the fourth one is the Whakaputanga. This is the same flag with a different meaning. I just said the second contract is owed by the British Crown, and the one, the Whakaputanga, Whakaputanga and the Whakamininga Māori government is owed their money from the Crown in Wellington at 1%.
So what is our crown? You know, someone said to me yesterday that I burnt the flag. And I said the reason I burnt it was I pointed at the Whakaputanga flag and said, we're not sovereigns in our own country, that the elitists have taken full control. And the commoners, we don't have any rights in our own country anymore. So what is the real, what is our real flag?
Right.
What do you say, Jeff? What is your flag in this country?
I'm looking at an international government, Jack, that overlords all other governments, and I'll be dispensing with the likes of our prime ministers.
What sort of flag would you have then?
Well, the flag I've looked at is the moon crescent with the star, when that's the star in the sky is crossed between Earth and the moon.
That's not the Muslim one, is it?
Oh, well, that's actually a symbol, an ancient symbol, and it's to do with the future.
So the countries and the land is being converted into cash. Yeah. You've got to make cash to get it back.
Now, what about the fourth Queen Victoria owes the people of New Zealand?
Yeah, so
what's that about?
The Queen Victoria is Australia, New South Wales and New Zealand. That's where that came from here, and also the Whakaputanga came from there to here, and it's got to settle with Australia, and that's the government in Wellington. That's 1% as well. 1% of 100% stolen.
Now, with the kingdom age that we are seeking to bring in, if you're at the first level, you just know Jesus as a Messiah. Second level, post-resurrectional Christ. Then you become an overcomer. You become a king priest through revelation, because you're bringing the light into the darkness. And then you step into the New Jerusalem and you become a Benjamin Paul celestial man.
Yeah.
So you're bringing in the reign of Christ rather than just being a pew sitter. So practicing the baptism of fire. So breathe in the Lord Jesus, everybody. In with the Lord Jesus. And I want
and
you
I
to
would
say,
just like,
fire, fire.
Fire, fire, fire.
The holy light, you know,
and
you're shooting
like,
into Christ.
I would just like to take this opportunity to greet everybody in our live stream, our beautiful live stream this morning. I hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday morning.
Now, apparently Elon Musk accused Trump of paedophilia, okay, with Epstein. So all these evil things that are going on at a top level, they have to be exposed, don't they?
Yes. And as I was saying in weeks prior, we have a huge problem with, I made a new term, cover-up culture when it comes to that.
Maybe Donald's going to uncover a Mr. Musk's fake space race.
Yeah, but who owns the space? And John was bringing that out.
Trump is owned. He says he owns Africa. He owns all the countries, and he owns the space as well. Musk said, you go to hell. And Musk went and into Russia. So Russia said, come and bring your stuff here.
Well, now, I'll show you she is on the moon if you want them. I'll just write you up a piece of paper. You can have the title.
What happens at the pyramids, this is stating that it's a forgotten power grid underneath the pyramids, okay, receivers and transmitters of free energies. Questions about ancient technologies. I mean, were they into free energy? They were trying to capture the warmth from the sun.
The frequencies in the pyramid, the white man went and dug it all up to find how it works. You know what? The black man owns it.
Now, with COVID, who owns the air then? I mean, we couldn't breathe, could we, during COVID?
Who's poisoning the sky? The Chinese made the poison, but the Americans picked it up and administered it.
Could
it wasn't
be
the Chinese.
Chemical cloud seeding that's causing global climate change.
They poison the air and then they're going to tax us with a carbon footprint? It's ridiculous.
Well, it belongs to the people. God owns it. This is what I'm basically saying. And even someone said online, but it might be a conspiracy, that the influenza that affected New Zealand when troops came back from the war in 1919 might have been put together in a laboratory over in America. So they call you a conspiracy theorist if you state that COVID was an inside job. And I saw people dying of heart attacks because they took the injection.
Yeah,
so that's just part of business. That's how they run their business. If you can't hack it, then you're not in that business. You've got to be corporate. You've got to be registered. If you're not registered, you can't play that game. I'm registered, Jack. So if you're not a corporate company, you can't talk to them like this. I'm putting the notice on everybody who's a corporate. You've got a mortgage on your head. 970 million, trillion, trillion, two-bar pound note of Patterson. That's all gone out.
I like that about you, John.
Yeah.
You want to bring political transformation and you represent the indigenous tribes of the world, not only in New Zealand but in Africa and Canada and everywhere else. And at least you're challenging the government with something.
Yes. Yeah. So, everybody is going to be the same, and the King William III of Orange reformed the Acts of Parliament, and we're going down that track.
Become registered to vote, everyone. Stand up for your belief. And what did you want to say to finish off?
Just a quick primer at the end. Knowledge is the key that will enable you to see.
Yeah.
So, Jack, the Black African, he produced a car for $14,000 that doesn't need battery, that doesn't need gas, it runs on frequency.
And society and civilization is collapsing. Faith, family and freedom in our age within the next few years is going to go. Digital world is going to take over. And unless we stand in our belief and know who we are in Christ and claim it all back, we're all going to be robbed.
And don't forget to cash in your Kiwi Saver.
The only people who believe in Jesus is the Chinese. They are the Church of England, and that's me.
Okay, so this is From the Fringes for another week. Thank you for listening.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you, everybody.
Okay. Have a great week, guys.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.